For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I don't think anyone will ever mistake me for an Orvis catalog model while I'm fishing. I'm not exactly the most fashionable angler you'll find on a stretch of stream. I'll tell you why after this break.
That's the sound of a new world of power and performance. Not light years away, but right around the corner at Steel Dealer Days. Right now, pick your power with the Steel FS38 fuel-powered trimmer at just $129.95 or specially priced FSA45 battery-powered trimmer at just $119.95. Find your power at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details.
What's that ahead of us? Looks like a large snow cloud. Well, I don't know. I guess I better slow down.
YDOT urges you to use caution when driving near snow clouds because a snowplow truck could be inside. Approach with caution and pass only when it's safe. Late winter and spring storms are notorious for bringing large amounts of snow. That means, as always, YDOT will be out maintaining the roads. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Visit YDOT's 511 website at yoroad.info for the latest information. This message brought to you by YDOT.
Even if I win the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes and find myself duded up in the fanciest fish and finery, I won't become a fly fishing purist. I've never claimed to be a proper fly fisherman. I'm the type of angler who makes the purists of the sport wrinkle their noses and turn away in disgust. But that's okay with me. I'd rather enjoy my time on the water than turn a supposedly fun activity into work. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with owning high-tech fly fishing gear. I don't have a problem with people who look like they came straight to the stream from an Orvis catalog shoot. What I have a problem with is the purist attitude. I don't don breathable waders and carry a portable fly tying kit with me to the center of the river. As a matter of fact, I hardly ever even wear waders at all. I'll pull on my camo duck hunting waders if the water's too cold for wading without them, or I'll just find a spot on the bank where I can get a good back cast. Part of this is pure laziness. It takes effort to learn which bugs hatch at specific times of the year. I'd rather just take a close look at the insects buzzing around my head or bobbing on the surface of the water, then rifle through my fly boxes to find a pattern that looks like the critters the fish are eating. On a couple of occasions, I've seen guys actually pumping a fish's stomach to see what it had been feeding on. That's taking it a bit far. If I ever use a stomach pump, I hope another angler beats me to death with my own fly rod. Besides not wanting to do the work it takes to become the perfect fly fisherman, I want to keep my options open. I've been known to put the fly rod down and tie a MEPS on my spinning rod's line or thread a worm on a hook. That's a cardinal sin to a true fly angler. No, I'll never be a perfect fly fisherman. It just takes too much effort, and I enjoy fishing too much to make work of it. I probably won't ever latch onto a state record cutthroat, but I'll have a good time hooking the smaller fish that are easier to catch. This has been The Great Outdoors. I'm Ty Stockton. If you can bear to be seen fishing the same waters I do, I'll see you out there.